USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More than 2,500 U.S. and Philippine Marines joined combat exercises Monday to be able to respond to any sudden crisis in the region. The annual military drills are some of the largest so far between the longtime allies. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
I talked to the governor Friday before landfall to hear what his concerns were going to be, and then we started to pre-position resources to make sure that we were going to have what we needed in place. The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path, and so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Authorities identified victims as passengers Alyssa Schmidt of St. Paul, her brother Matthew Schmidt of Burnsville, and the pilot Tyler Fretland of Burnsville. Two people inside the home were uninjured. A U.S. Navy sailor was found not guilty on Friday of starting a fire that destroyed an amphibious ship in San Diego in 2020. Seaman recruit Ryan Mays was acquitted of charges of arson and the willful hazarding of a ship. A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. Chase Comiskey and Jake Runyon were caught stuffing their fish at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. Needless to say, there was a lot of unhappy fishermen. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Rewards totaling $85,000 have been offered for information leading to an arrest in five fatal shootings since July in Stockton, California, that investigators believe are related. Police continued the latest killings occurred shortly before 2 a.m. Tuesday when a 54-year-old man was shot in a residential area just north of downtown Stockton. A spectator at Sunday's game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets died after falling from an escalator at the Pittsburgh Stadium. Authorities say a male spectator fell around 4:45 p.m. local time, shortly after the end of the New York's 24-20 victory over the Steelers. Former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland on Newsmax said the way to stop Putin and his rage against Ukraine is for the United States to end President Biden's war on fossil fuels and allow the United States to help her allies that are desperate in a need for energy as winter approaches. Ms. McFarland's comments on Putin's struggles at home.
So he's got to show some progress to do this. I think he also finally, he understands that he can't stay in power. Nor can he probably even stay alive if he has to go home, retreat in shame and in defeat. So he's doubling down to try to make it work. I don't know that it's going to work for him. I hope it doesn't work for him.
Monday Night Football game tonight, San Francisco hosts the Los Angeles Rams. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.